So hello, everybody, and welcome to our usually content implementation call for the month of April for NEPT. And we have a special thing for you this month. I've asked Charlotte Jacobs, who's a dear friend and a mentor of mine, to come and talk to us about what's going on right now with our health practices and how do we pivot and how do we actually come out of this better than where we went into it. Because I think that there's a lot happening right now. I know somebody I talked to earlier said, I got 4 new patients this week, like online, and she usually has an office. So it's like people are needing what we have, and Charla has some great ideas. So many of you have met Charla before on our calls. She's in our PBSS library, I think twice, with some great stuff about enrolling clients. But I'm just going to let Charla tell you whatever she needs to tell you about, because I just totally trust whatever she's doing. So thank you, Charla, for being here.
You're so welcome. It's my absolute pleasure to be here with you today, Rita Marie, and with all of you wonderful practitioners. Just big thank you, deep breath thank you for all the beautiful work that you're doing in the world. And it is such strange and crazy times that we're in, isn't it? And I think we kind of are all accepting and moving to the point now or realizing we're going to be in a situation that is not normal for a very long time now. However you feel about what's going on and, you know, the fears you might have about where things are headed or not, there are some things that you can do about what's happening in your business right now. And I actually would love to hear before, I know that just got a couple of people jumping on. Looks like people are starting to jump on here. Oh, hi, Lynn. Nice to see you here. Hello, hello. And, you know, just would love to hear from a couple of you that are here, or maybe one or two of you, just about, like, what are you noticing is different for your, you know, for you and your practice since we've been in the lockdown? What are you finding? Anybody like to raise your hand?
You can unmute. Anybody want to raise your hand and share? Or just pop your video on.
Great. Lynn, yeah. Well, I don't know if I have those privileges to unmute. So,
okay. I'll make you a co-host.
Yeah, Lynn.
Hi. Yeah, especially when it first started, I spent most of the time with my clients just helping them to connect to themselves and to feel safe. Mm. I actually did a challenge called the Fire Up Your Daily Habits to Empower Your Life Challenge, because the habits and the routines people used to have they just needed to be tweaked, but people mm-hmm. felt ungrounded about that. And so we spent a lot of time talking about that emotional connection to what they'd like to see, as well as trusting themselves, understanding that connection to expectations, as well as trusting their own intuition. So
that's great. So you're really bringing in a lot more of the emotional pieces with your clients, which is so powerful. I'm not going to get, you know, right into the content with what I plan to teach yet. I just wanted to address some of the things that you shared there. And one of the things that was said to me early on that I really got was the level of emotional imprinting that we're all, that we can have right now. So if you all think about 9/11 and you know exactly where you were, you know exactly who you talked to that day, you know, that whole day is like etched in my mind in such a deep way. And the people who were there for me in those moments, like, they have a space in my heart for the rest of my life. And we are in a situation like that right now where you really have the opportunity to create such a deep emotional bond with your clients that they're never going to want to leave you. So I love that you went right for that. You really looked for immediately what was the need that was there and pivoted, adapted, and shifted. And so way to go, Lynn. That was wonderful. I'll give you a kiss. Mwah. So especially on Zoom these days, you know, we do a lot of participation at our live in-person events, but we've all had to shift our business at Thrive here to be doing everything online. And it's interesting to make those adaptations and pivots. And so we still like to do some of that accelerated learning and engagement stuff to keep you all interested. So I'm going to invite you to do kisses and whooshes and maybe a fist bump every once in a while here to keep you here.
Don't have to worry. We can don't have to. Yeah.
Yet. Yeah. I mean, the name of the game here, really, of what we're talking about right now is to adapt. And so just a little bit of context here. You know, most of you have heard me, you know my story, you know We've been doing Thrive for 15 years now. Our clients have earned over $100 million using what they've learned at Thrive. We're really masterful at taking people from, you know, just starting their businesses or being at a plateau to really rocking it out, and had a lot of, you know, a lot of clients that have gotten to six and seven figures using what they learned here at Thrive and beyond. And I have my own story of, you know, struggling in my business and then shifting it. And if you want to hear that whole story, I invite you to go and listen to one of the recorded videos that we have. And what is the module called, Rita Marie?
The module?
ESPP.
Oh, this is PBSS, right. PBSS. Yeah. And the PBSS, yes.
Okay, great. So if you want to hear that whole story, that's fine. I think what's more interesting is what's happened since we've started the lockdown. And for us, we realized pretty quickly, you know, here's the interesting thing. I think a lot of people at first were like, is this thing just going to last a few weeks? I was fortunate because my health coach that I've been working with for the past 7 or 8 months, and I've worked with some really amazing people, and Rita Marie being one of them, over the years when she had more space. She does now. And I have a gal that I've been working with, very sophisticated practitioner, very similar, like doing functional medicine, very, very sophisticated. And she was getting us to prep for COVID lockdown starting in January, early January, because she was really paying close attention to what was happening in China. And, you know, I kept pushing back, kind of being in a state of non-belief about where we were headed and where we were going. And then we ended up about 2 days before they created the shelter in place order here in Santa Cruz County. We took our kids out of school. We had stocked up, and that took us about a week once we were ready. My first thought was, oh gosh, my family, right? And so all of you have been through this, right? Oh gosh, my family. Took a look at making sure everybody's taken care of. The next thing was, oh gosh, our members, our clients. We have over 400 members in our programs who are coaches, holistic practitioners of any kind, hands-on, you know, physical therapists, chiropractors, acupuncturists, people that their main way of going to attract clients is going and doing live speaking gigs and offering packages of programs, for example. And so there was a big like, uh-oh, we got to figure out what had happened. And within a week of the lockdown, we started getting cancellation requests because people were getting scared and feeling like they weren't going to be able to make it. And maybe you had an experience like this too, where people started thinking they didn't need your service anymore, or there was some reason that they should pause for now because they were afraid. So we realized pretty quickly that we needed to make some big changes and fast. We were fortunate in the fact that we had a 3-day live event that was supposed to happen March 27th through 29th that we we had to do online. And we just completely just got rid of all the curriculum that was supposed to happen and started over and said, all right, what does everybody need right now? We did a survey of our members. We found that the biggest dangers were clients were canceling. People were having a harder time enrolling new clients because people were in fear. And that there were those that were used to working online, like members of ours that had full practices, regularly earning $10,000 plus each month, who were trying to figure out how to pivot their business to online and how to do this work. Like some of them, very sensitive body workers, like very skilled people, who had to figure out how to shift to online. So we completely revamped the model of what we were going to teach. And we just said, all right, everybody, just get to this. We up-leveled our service. We went to, we used to have a weekly call. We went to a daily call Monday through Friday to support our members and just really shifted all of the curriculum to make sure we were helping people with what was happening now. And we had that 3-day event. We ended up inviting a bunch of old, like people that had been clients and members prior, and had over 300 people show up to that event. And it was just an incredible event. People were just so, they didn't want to leave at the end of 3 days on Zoom, which is hard to believe. You think like going from 10 to 4 on Zoom that nobody would want to leave. You know, people would be done with it, but nobody wanted to leave. And so I want to share with you an overview of some of the things that we taught during that time to really give you some shifts in perspective, hopefully. I mean, I think a lot of us have started to adapt and started to figure out, but maybe there are still some holes. So and I have this funny thing. I'm just going to tell you all. So my computer died, my desktop died. So I'm on my laptop and I'm used to having two monitors, but I'm going to try and make this work for you all so I can show you a cool model while I'm also making sure that I don't miss anything important. So, you know, I'm hoping that some of the strategies that I share with you today are going to lead to more hope and lead to more certainty into the steps that you can take. And then I'll tell you how you can get access to a deeper dive with everything I'm going to share and how you'll be able to do that for free. So I'm going to talk about the three big dangers and how the decisions that you make today will have an impact on your business for the next few months to a year. So let me go ahead and get this started here. And again, I'm dealing with the what used to be two screens is now one. And let me get out of here so I can share my screen. All right, okay, here's what's gonna have to happen. I'm gonna have to share my screen first before I start this little presentation. And I just have a few things I'm gonna do here. So here we go. And if you can bear with me for a moment. Okay, and we'll go back one. All right, and I'm gonna do a little drawing on my screen here for you. All right, so, Let's talk about kind of some of the decisions that you are making today. So this is a time continuum. On the left-hand side of this arrow is kind of where we are now, and the right-hand side is moving toward the future. And you probably already figured this out, that if you really don't make any changes in what you're doing right now, your business is kind of going to start to go like so, right? And of course, we want to avoid that. So but there are some changes that you can make, you know, kind of keeping things up. You've probably already made some of those changes at this point. And if you make some, you know, you'd like make some decisions and you do some of the right things, you can kind of probably look like so. And the thing is that even with just doing some of the right things, you probably will still kind of barely hang in there. And that is because what we're finding right now is that with, you know, all the outside forces that are out there, we've just got, you know, things that are kind of pushing everything down, moving everything in a downward direction, unless you really make some big changes. However, the good news is that you can make some, kind of do all of the right things right now, make all of the right changes, and you have a huge opportunity to really grow your business right now if you make those right changes. So the big thing to look at right now is what are the big changes that you need to make? And what are these decisions that you make right here? And what will the impact of those decisions be in the future based on these, you know, then what's your new future? What's the outcome that you want? And I'd love to hear from you. Are you curious? I'm gonna go to the chat right now. So curious, what kind of changes are you making now? What kind of changes do you want to see yourself making? Are you looking to move toward a better future or looking to just hang in there? Would love to hear from you in the chat right now so I can kind of get where you're at with all of this. Oops. If you don't want to share, that is fine, but it gives me, I feel like I can tailor my content to you more if I can understand where you're at. Okay, so Patty says, would love to learn how to use online technology to bring people to me. Fantastic. Maria says, the process of launching more online group programs. Beautiful. Jill Woodward says, more clients, broader base. So this is, yeah, there, you know, it's an interesting thing because I just showed you that model. And I think, you know, here's the thing. We were all plugging along how we were going and we were doing what we were doing. I mean, our company, for example, we have led hundreds of live in-person events. We're masterful at this. We had predictability. I was like working 20 hours a week and was a soccer mom in the afternoons and on the weekends, except for when we had events. But here's the thing is that now we're pivoting to doing our events online. And I think there's also a real opportunity here. Like we can feel down about what's happening and we can take the perspective of, all of this is happening to me and I really don't have much say in the matter. Or we can use this as an opportunity to say, I've always wanted to launch that online group program. I've always wanted to learn how to do more marketing on social media. I've always wanted to, you know, what's that fill in the blank? I've always wanted to blank, right? And Lori's asking, how do we stand out in a crowded market now? I'm going to talk about that in a bit. Lynn's also saying, I'm getting ready to offer 3-session classes. And from there, I'm launching a membership program on Seasons and Cycles. Okay, great. Well, so I'm going to cover some of these things. Let me get back to my screen share here because I have another slide for you I want to show you. And, hold on. Let's try this again. All right. So I'm going to walk us through this model. And what I'm going to do here is talk about the 3 biggest dangers that are facing coaches and holistic practitioners right now. And, you know, I know that a lot of you you're here with Rita Marie to become more sophisticated practitioners. And I like big high five to you, super big applause to you for this. A lot of you have existing practices and you're wanting to be more effective and better at what you're doing. And I'm going to go through these, the 3 biggest dangers and the 9 core strategies to help you to take things to the next level. So, all right, so let's go through this overview. So first danger, let me get in my annotate here. First danger is clients canceling. Right. And, which means, you know, this causes you to lose income. It causes the stress, you know, if you can't pay the bills, if you're wondering where your next client, you know, losing clients is really, really stressful. You thought things were going a certain way and now you're losing clients. What we want instead is we want for your clients to stay and pay. So we want to go from cancel and quit to stay and pay. And this is what we're wanting here. And so there are really 3 strategies to be able to do this. So first, why do you think your clients are asking to cancel or pause? And I'll bring up the chat here. Why do you think your clients are asking to cancel and pause? My guess is, oops, let me clear that last drawing. Oh, hold on 1 second. All right. I need to close annotate. Again, I'm used to doing this with 2 screens, so you have to forgive me for a moment. All right, so why do you think clients are canceling? It's because, or wanting to pause, it's because they're scared. They're feeling fearful. They're uncertain about the future. You know, those $1,200 stimulus checks aren't going to do it for them, right? And they're just looking to cut costs everywhere without differentiating between an investment in themselves and a cost. And so the first way, you know, strategy to help you deal with this is that the first thing we have to do is we have to shift you, that means you, into a positive mindset, right? Because if you can't stay in a positive mindset, how can you expect your clients to do that, right? So really, like, how do you ask your clients to stay in a state of possibility when you yourself are in a state of fear? So one of the things that is really important right now is that people can calibrate to your certainty, right? Like I like to talk about entrainment. I used to be a big fan and used to do a lot of network chiropractic. And it was like, okay, I was like entraining to the energy in my body and like being grounded and you know, being as aligned as I possibly could and being in my highest self and connected. That was what the entrainments were all about. So we want them entraining to you. Now, I understand that you might have moments where you're like feeling all the feels. There's a lot going on in the world right now, still a lot of uncertainty. If you kind of listen to both political parties, it's like they're on polar opposite ends of the spectrum. We don't know what's going to happen. And I know, like, here's the thing. It's okay to let yourself have moments of collapse, but then we've got to really pick ourselves up and show up for our friends and our family and our clients, right? So one of the examples of shifting your mindset is that a lot of people are still believing the money's all gone. I still have people coming to me saying, like, is it ethical to market your business right now? Well, the reality is the money is not all gone. Not everyone is broke. I was just watching a report. It was something like 20 million Americans have filed for unemployment. And I get that some people are really struggling right now. And, you know, people have lost jobs. Some are really having a hard time. And I'm not negating that. However, there are plenty of people who are still getting paid whether they're working or not. And they don't have anything to spend their money on because they're stuck at home. And, you know, you can only spend so much on home entertainment like movies and Netflix, right? So there are plenty of folks who are dealing with tough circumstances that don't have anything to do with lack of money. So maybe they're having to work harder than ever before. They're stressed out. They're starting to get, some of their symptoms are coming back. I don't know about you, but I've been like having to work a little bit harder at dealing with my health, you know, my ongoing health concerns because of the autoimmune stuff that I have because of the lockdown, because I haven't yet figured out how to homeschool my kids and get all the extra work that needs to get done, right? So I just want you to get that there are a lot of people who are really stretched and could really use your support now more than ever. So the first strategy is to shift your mindset and to get yourself into a positive mindset. So the second thing, and some of you started doing this right away, this is so important, is that you have got to do two things. You have to reposition the value of what you have to offer. And one of you was asking earlier, I don't remember who it was, let me bring up the chat here. One of you was asking earlier about, you know, how to get more clients when it's so, you know, when it's so, sorry, I'm having a hard time stopping the annotate so I can close this chat window. There we go. How do you get more clients when it's so crowded and the marketplace is so crowded? Well, right now we're talking about keeping clients from canceling and keeping them to really get, but repositioning the value, this kind of works in both ways. You need to reposition the value from, and I want you to really get this, from nice to have to need to have. From nice to have to need to have. So how, you know, if your work that you're doing occurs as a luxury, you're going to get lots of cancellations, right? So you've got to pivot what you're offering to clients, likely provide more support. There was a saying to me, and I don't love the metaphor around this, but I was really fortunate to have the community that I have, and I was invited to be on a call with some of the like biggest leaders in our industry. And there I was on a call with my friend Eben Pagan, Marie Forleo was there, Mama Gina was there, some of the like, long, you know, Mary Morrissey, some of the longtime internet marketers that have been around. And this man, Ed Dale, said, hey, you know, it's not that everybody's broke, we're in a wartime economy. Again, I don't love the metaphor, but a wartime economy is when things, some industries are really booming and some are really failing, right? So what are the industries that are really booming? Well, you know, obviously Amazon and Netflix and Zoom, right? You don't want to be in the failing businesses because you weren't able to adapt. And one of the things that you can do with your clients, and this is another thing he said when he was talking about a wartime economy, is that we do more for the same or the same for less. I want you to write that down. More for the same or the same for less. What does that mean? Well, when we, like, so if you keep doing things the way you're doing, remember my earlier model where I said, if you keep doing the things you're doing, this is the way your business is gonna look. If you don't support your clients to have a plan to get through this specific time, you're not gonna have much of a business within a couple of months. So when we first realized this was happening, we immediately added more coaching for our members. We increased the level of support so that they would be crazy to leave us. Like, we wanted to be like a lifeline for them. We added emotional support calls. We added, you know, extra training calls. We added extra Q&A. Again, used to be 4 live calls a month. Now we're doing 5 a week. And since we've done that, it's like we've had no cancellation requests from our members. Our members are just like doing everything they can to make sure they're connected with us. So that is, so it's both reposition the value, and I'm gonna add one more thing to this section right here, which is to also increase your service. Oops, where'd my little thing go? Increase service level. So I'd rather have you increase the service level, add more support to what you're already offering during this time of what we're going through, then do less and charge less. So I'd rather have you, instead of reducing client payments, I'd rather have you adding more. So if you can be proactive, over communicate with your clients and really support them with that, that is really powerful. So that's strategy number two, which is to reposition the value and to increase your service. Now, the third strategy, and this one is super, super important, is you've got to become masterful in what we call heart selling. I can't even see what I'm typing here. So, okay, there we go. So heart selling. And you got to have these compassionate conversations to support your clients to move toward what they really want. So we recently gave our members a template for how to have conversations that are specific to people wanting to cancel during the pandemic. And I think if you can really, you know, the mindset of this, I'm going to go ahead and stop my share right now, although I will lose all of my drawings, but well, it's all right. You've got the notes. But if we can actually support our clients during this time with a lot of compassion and really, you know, reposition the value of what we have to offer from nice to have to need to have, your clients are going to want to stay. So I would love to just take, I have a lot more to share, but I also don't want to just be talking the whole entire time. So I would love to hear from a couple of you, you know, what was your biggest takeaway from that piece? You can either in the chat, or if you want to raise your hand, would love to hear from you, hear what your biggest takeaway is from something that I just shared right now. One thing you're going to shift from just what you heard. And Angelica says, I'm working with individual clients so I can get some experience to build a group program. People are in overwhelm. Right. So, okay. So yeah, Maria is saying, when is it too late to launch when market is getting crowded? I'm 3 weeks behind time and behind most of my competitors. The speed of launch is the biggest barrier. Inside, I feel like by the time I launch next week, with the project and next 2 and 3 weeks now, it's very late and won't get enough people signed up because it's a waste in time of effort. And so here's the thing. I totally hear you. And I think there are some people that are showing up, and we're going to actually talk about attracting more clients online in just a little bit. There are some people who showed up big and they showed up fast, and there's definitely an advantage in that. And you also have to think about where people are at any given moment, because maybe 2 weeks ago, people were still so scared and we're not accepting where we were, and we're so stuck in the uncertainty, they couldn't move forward. And maybe now, when you get your thing launched in 3 weeks, they will be in a very different place. This will become the new normal. We will become, people will have a little more certainty about where things are and how things are headed. I believe our California governor said that on May 4th, that they're going to start opening things up a little bit more and seeing how things go. But, you know, that's moving in a direction that I think will make people feel more certain. So, yeah. So, and Lynn said, some people prefer texting. So I offered that to be there for them. That's fantastic. Lynn said, adding more calls. And Patty said, repositioning the value and hard selling. Absolutely. So good stuff, everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. So that is the first biggest danger. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen again. And we're going to go back to, hopefully this will work. All right, great. All right, so the second biggest danger is that the reality is that it has become harder to attract and enroll new clients during this time. Harder to attract and enroll clients, right? So harder to attract and enroll clients, I'll do that. And you know, this also causes lost income. Most coaches and holistic practitioners are no longer thinking about growth, instead just trying to survive and trying to get by. And then that can put you into a state of fear that if you're thinking, if you can't get new clients right now, what's your backup plan? It's, you know, there aren't as many jobs out there. So what's the backup plan? So instead of having it be harder to enroll new clients, we instead want to have that shift, and we want to move to getting lots more yeses, right? So we're going to do that in three different ways and three different strategies. So the first one is to pivot. Hold on. All right. All right. The first one is to pivot your messaging. So we've got to adapt our messaging so that it is so relevant to what is going on. I want to give you a little tip here on pivoting your messaging. I will say that if, you know, again, you keep saying the things that you've been saying all of this time, and maybe they were working before, they are probably not going to work so well now. And when I say messaging, I mean how you talk about what you do, anything you put on social media, all of your emails, all of your texts, so it's relevant to what your ideal people, your ideal clients are facing right now. For example, right before COVID hit and the pandemic and the lockdown, we had just spent several thousand dollars. We were relaunching Thrive Academy TV. We had 1 month out under our belt. We're doing these really highly produced videos, script writer, like they were funny. I mean, like we were just having so much fun, you know, had a whole social media plan to to put these videos out. And this whole set of videos was designed to help you find your niche. And I mean, literally, like, we had these fun things where it was like my future self, my past self was talking to my current self, you know, on the screen, like two Charlas on the screen, like talking and giving advice. It was so fun. And we were really excited to release them. We are going to release them now with a little more context, but we just scrapped that whole plan, like started from scratch, scrapped the whole plan. And everything was about dealing with what's happening right now. So everything we started putting out there was about pivoting and adapting and all of the things that I'm talking about with you today. So another example is that in our programs, this kind of goes back to keeping clients, but in our programs, we used to take one of our calls every month to highlight one of our members who had their first $10,000 month and ask them, like, what were they doing to rock it? I canceled that call because nobody cared about what was working when things are good, right? So we shifted that to talking about pivots. We actually had over 450 of our members sign up to join us in an event that was just all about, you know, the necessary pivots to survive the pandemic. So that's the power of pivoting your messaging. And I'm going to be talking about this more in depth during, we have an event coming up called Pivot. We did it April 7th and people loved it so much. We're doing it again on April 25th. So I'll be telling you about that. And we're all getting into the deep, like how to actually pivot your messaging. I'll give you a little tip right now. I don't have a slide for this, but I want you to think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We all know Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? We have our triangle. If you're doing anything around self-activation, like self-actualization right now, it's like being the best you can be, wellness, you know, all of that, like as if we're like trying to get to the next level, things are going to really fall flat. Right now, people are dealing with the bottom three rungs of that triangle. And I learned this from Todd Herman, and I think this is just so brilliant. They've got stresses about money. They've got stresses about their relationships because there are people who are stuck at home and there's more strain on relationships. I mean, for some, it's great. Like, it's amazing for my family. You know, we just are in a very privileged situation. I feel super, super grateful to be in the situation we're in. But if we were in an apartment right now and we didn't have property and we couldn't go hike, you know, right out our front door and parks and beaches were closed, it would be very, very stressful for people. And then, of course, their health, right? Their health, like they're afraid for their health. They're needing to make changes in their health. And again, if they're stressed, their health is more than it was. So we've got to really stay focused on those needs. And so the thing is that, you know, so shifting your messaging to be really relevant to what people are dealing with right now, you got to be super vigilant about what's happening right now, because what was happening even 4 weeks ago is different from what's happening right now. So be super vigilant. And, you know, and even, for example, I talked about those niche videos. We're going to release them because we think now more than ever, people are finally going to get why it's so important to have more of a base niche that's about like something that people are suffering with as humans instead of trying to like do the spiritual activation thing. Because now more than ever, it's so evident, right? So we'll put context around those videos and we'll still release them and they'll be really valuable, but they were not appropriate 4 weeks ago. And so just to really keep being vigilant and keep listening and keep paying attention. As a matter of fact, I'd rather see, one of you was talking about doing a group program. I would rather see you have kind of an overview of what it's going to be and keep listening and like pre-sell the program and be willing to create it as you go. So that's a big tip. I just gave you two really big tips on that. Okay. So that is strategy number one to help you go from being harder to attract and enroll clients to being able to get to the yeses. All right. Another thing is that if you weren't set up to, you know, to attract clients from home, you've got to be able to do that now. So this means, you know, there really are, let me say this, that there are 8 different ways to attract clients online. We do normally teach many more strategies than this, but because we're all on lockdown, we're just focused on the online strategies. And we've been helping our members create a game plan since they can't be doing a lot of the usual things that they used to do. I mean, some of our members were like all about meetup, right? And they're having to shift to online and having to take that learning curve of going from how do you make an invitation for somebody to get a consult with you at a meetup to doing that online, and how do you be as effective with that? So we've been doing those tweaks. And there are a lot of things that you can do on social media. For example, there's something called the Facebook profile, the Facebook consult profile. And basically you can take your Facebook profile and you can turn it into something that people are a lot more likely to book consults with you. And again, that's something that we're going to be talking about at Pivot as well. So that's strategy number two, is you've got to start attracting clients from home, and you've got to really figure out some of your online marketing strategies that you're going to do. I will tell you this, that if you are willing to go give it a try at Facebook ads, ads are cheaper than they've been in many, many years. And we recently did an event and had like 460 people sign up for our online event from Facebook ads. And we did not put that much money into the ads. So, you know, there's a lot of, this is the thing I really want you to walk away with more than anything, is there's a lot of opportunity out there if you do the right things, if you take the right steps. So again, attracting clients from home, lots of ways to do that. And then our third strategy here to make it easier to attract and enroll clients in this current climate is to be able to transform concerns. Now, here's the thing. Transforming concerns is part of our hard selling model, and many of you have heard me talk about it before. I know there are a lot of business coaches out there that talk about overcoming objections, and I really hate that language because I think it implies that the people's, you know, concerns are not real, and that what's happening in their lives aren't real. I just always think that's not very honoring language. We've been teaching our members a template that's specific to transforming concerns during Corona times. So when times were good, honestly, you could probably get away without being good at transforming concerns. But now that we're in Corona times, it's something that you've got to be masterful, and you've got to be able to support people to make decisions, like to really look at investing in themselves. So here's just a question to consider. What's going to happen if they don't have your support? What's going to happen if they don't have your support? Like, where are they headed? How are they going to fare on their own? And how can you, you know, you work with a question like that in your conversations to help people, move toward a yes. So these three strategies are really essential in order to help go from harder to attract and enroll clients to a yes. So I'm curious, I'm going to go ahead and stop my share again. And I'm curious about what was your takeaway from that. Maria, you're asking, when is it going to be too late? Honestly, I think we're going to be in Corona times for quite a while. I think even if we start to move out of things and opening things up a little bit, I believe that we are still going to be dealing with the impact of this for a while. So we just, you know, programs are still going to be happening. People are still going to have the health problems they're having. I love that I'm talking to health practitioners. It makes it a lot simpler, right? Because people are still going to be having the health problems that they're having. Some of them are going to be intensified for a lot of people. So if you are very specific about the health problems you're helping people with, then the more specific you are and, you know, speaking to, like pivoting your messaging, speaking to how things are intensified right now, the better you'll do. And so I don't think that there is a too late to launch a group program kind of thing. I would tell you, just like some of you are, you know, that mindset shift I talked about, the idea that the money's all gone, this idea that the marketplace is crowded. Is it crowded? Yeah, it's true. But if you can communicate properly, if you can write in a way that really connects with people, if you can be speaking to the issues that they are facing right now that are specific to them, they are going to pay attention. And they're going to respond. So it's less about how crowded the marketplace is, and it's more about how effective are you, how adaptive are you. I don't know, Rita Marie. I think you know this, but you know I have a biology degree, right? That my bachelor's is in biology. Maybe you didn't know that. So before I was an acupuncturist, I was I have my bachelor's in biology, and a friend of mine recently reminded me that, you know, Darwin's saying was not about survival of the fittest. It's not about who's the strongest and fittest. It's about survival of the most adaptable. And so when we take this as a metaphor for business, how adaptable are you? The more adaptable you are, the better you're going to fare. So I want you to go from collapse to creativity. You know, the more creative you can be, the more you're paying attention, the more you're listening to people. I think now more than ever, it's so important to be on consults because you're going to hear the language that your ideal clients are using to describe the suffering that they're going through right now. And then you can use that language when you write, when you do your Facebook Lives, when you talk about the work that you're doing, when you talk about your program. So this is less about, so how do you stand out in a crowded marketplace? you niche as tightly as you can, you get as specific as you can about what you're offering, and you use the language that is, like, you adapt your messaging and you adapt your writing and you adapt what you say to be specific to what people are dealing with and what they're struggling with. And if you can do that, you're going to do beautifully in this. So I love it. All right. So I hope you got a lot out of that section. I want to move on to the last danger. The last danger. Are you ready for this? All right. And I'm going to take questions at the end. Okay. So our last danger, the last of the three biggest dangers, and, you know, probably a lot of you were already online, but if you weren't already, then, you know, not being online, obviously we need you to move to getting yourself online. And that could be with your service delivery and also with your client attraction. So to online. So, you know, for the past, so really, like, that's the last of the three biggest dangers, that if you're not online, you're not set up to attract and deliver your client, like to deliver your services online, you're realizing now is the time to do so. Again, for some of you, this was the kick in the pants you needed to be like, all right, I'm finally going to do that group program. So many of our members had a hybrid model and they were seeing some clients online and some clients in person. We had folks that, like, they love to see their people online, you know, and it's been like maybe they were doing some testing right there with people in their offices. And this is really like, you know, this is a must. You just got to get yourself to online. Although I wonder with the opening up of things, if we'll be able to go back to a little, you know, like, can I go see my acupuncturist again is the question I'm asking. All right. So there are, you know, three different strategies for this that we want to talk about. One is you've got to really have a client attraction plan that is about getting clients online. For the past 15 years, again, we've taught our clients how to attract clients through a variety of strategies. Many of them were out there speaking to get clients. They were leading retreats. They were leading live events. They were doing all kinds of things, going to networking events, going to events, creating community, and getting lots of clients from that. But there are no speaking gigs right now except for being online, and it's likely not going to be an option for a while. So you've got to be able to use social media, email marketing, webinars, or online workshops, for example. And if you're stuck with the technology, it's time to sit down and learn that step by step. I mean, I will tell you that you could probably go to YouTube and learn how to do just about anything on technology, right? If you're stuck on the technology, like step by step, click how to do it. And a lot of the technologies now are easy enough to use that it really feels like drag and drop, you know, or using Word. So for those of you that have been resisting it, now is the time to really get yourself in there. And here's the thing is that you've got to know how to use online methods to attract clients right now, but you don't have to do all of them. You don't have to do all of them. You can get good at one or two methods and do a great job of reaching your ideal clients. So that's one place that we've got to make some changes here. The next one is, the next strategy is you've got to pivot your service delivery from, you know, to online, right? So for some of you, it's simple as moving your in-person sessions to Zoom. For others, you need to figure out how to do your work differently right now. And there are specific things you need to do so your clients still benefit if you're working with them from your own home. And, you know, again, this might be that thing that, like, finally has you launch that group program. Now, if you're doing any kind of hands-on work, because some of you, I know you have a lot of modalities that you're bringing to the table, it's time to really show up for your clients and teach them some things that they can do at home to take care of themselves. So we've got members who used to only see their clients online, but they've really pivoted and figured out a way to add more value. So then here's the thing. It's not as simple as just moving from in-person to online. So there's more to it that it can't just be just moved to online. It's also got to be a great experience. It's also got to be a great experience for people. So, you know, when I heard that framing around this being a wartime economy, again, not my favorite metaphor, but some industries are doing great right now. Zoom, for example. When we just led our live event, you know, almost 300 people, they didn't want to leave after 3 days. They just didn't want it to be all over. And so you can take an in-person experience and you can still do things to make it really engaging. Like, I don't want you just leading a group program and just, you know, talking the whole time, right? So one of the things that you can do to keep people engaged is like, give me a thumbs up and like have people chatting or, you know, on Zoom doing breakouts. And the thing is that when you have all of these strategies, so these are the three strategies to help you go from not online to online. Hold on one moment here. When you have all of these strategies, it can really help you. You know, there are a few different things that we can do here. We can go from panic to possibility. I like panic to possibility. I like going from fear to confidence. I like going from collapse to creativity. And so, you know, these are really the things that we want to help you get your stuff out there in a much bigger way. And, you know, so a couple things. I wanted to answer some Q&A in just a little bit. I would love to hear in the chat, if you can just tell me like your biggest insight from there. I'll answer questions in just a moment, but if you can share your biggest insight from anything that I shared. All right. So Maria is asking, what do you think about going after podcasts? I think podcasts are a really great way to do things now. I think there are some other things that are more effective than podcasts. But, you know, depending on what kind of shows you can get booked on, those can be really great for you. Yep. And yes, you can show those on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, provided you film yourself on video talking. That's great. That's a great way to repurpose. Very smart, Angelica. And Lori says, I don't like how Facebook uses algorithms to decide who will see your content. Well, if you're willing to put a little bit of money into boosting, your content can get in front of a lot more people. So yeah, curious about what your biggest insight was from something that I shared so far. Lynn says, expansion of exposure. Yeah. All right. Okay. And sometimes I know there's a delay here. All right. Martha says, I like your positivity. It is useful in any climate, repositioning value, transforming concerns. Great. Yeah, transforming concerns, really important skill that you've got to have right now. Again, you could have gotten away with not being that good at it. When right before this happened, just the economy was booming. Like it was like things were just, it was like, I felt like I couldn't do anything wrong. You know, like things were just like easy. Right. And now it's like, you've got to be so much better at transforming concerns because people are really scared and you've got to be able to get underneath those concerns and find out what's really going on for them. And especially when people are having a lot of uncertainty right now. So Maria says, I like the thought of creating content with what's going to happen without my support. Yeah, it's really, really important. Isabel says, how not to feel overwhelmed and adapt during this time with the extra learning and different messaging. Yeah, so it's an interesting time. And you know, you're all in Rita Marie's program now too. So you're both learning new skills to be more effective, which actually should help you with your confidence when you're putting yourself out there to the world. And like, again, big high five for you for being here and for being in, you know, being in INE, just super, super important stuff. And the thing is that, you know, I want to invite you to take a breath, take it step by step, learn what you can, and just get really clear on creating a plan and moving forward with that plan. What creates overwhelm is when we try to do too many things in too short of a period of time, right? So when we are, you know, I'll give you an example. You know, I am in a different type of business than you're in. You know, we have a training business. We have hundreds of clients at any given time. But if I personally was trying to do a launch and learn Facebook ads and learn social media and like launch all of these new strategies all at once, I would be pulling my hair out. So, you know, if you're trying to do too many things, that's why we say, focus on one or two strategies that will help you attract clients online, and you'll be a lot more successful than if you're trying to do five at once. If you, there's this saying that they talk about for niche, but I think it's also really useful when you're talking about marketing, that like, if you chase two rabbits, you're not going to catch either of them. It applies to like, if you chase two different types of clients, if you're like, I want to work with clients who are, you know, mothers and are like pregnant mothers and also, you know, busy corporate executives, like that is going to have you get nowhere. The same thing as if you're like, okay, I'm going to learn how to do Facebook ads and I'm going to learn how to do social media marketing, and I'm going to learn how to do webinars all at the same time. You cannot do it all at once. You do step by step, one thing at a time. And, you know, I would say if you're not, like, I honestly think that anybody that didn't have a business mentor when this thing went down was really at a disadvantage. And I feel really grateful to my business mentor and to the community of other mentors that I'm in, so we could all be comparing and supporting each other and really getting clear on what were the best next steps to take. And but I think it's really, really important to, you know, have that support and know what you're doing and not be trying to figure this stuff out on your own. So there's a lot I could say about that, but so I want to answer questions in a moment. Before I do, I just, you know, these dangers that we've been talking about, and these strategies that we've been talking about, I'd love to have a deeper dive with you. I wanted to do an overview with you today. And we are actually doing that deeper dive during an online event called Pivot. It's happening April 25th. And I want to invite you to come with this. It's, you know, tuition, an event like this would normally be $1,000. But in order to help you move out of this uncertainty and kind of give you a deeper dive in these things that we've been talking about today, including getting some of our templates to help you transform concerns, getting some of our templates to help you attract more clients online, we invite you to apply for a full scholarship and attend as our guest. And I have a little slide here that I can show you. Let me go here. I've got a special page set up just for those of you in INE. You can go to giftfromthrive.com/INE, and that will take you to a page where you can claim a full scholarship to our Pivot event. You know, we're really on a mission. Here's the thing. Jesse and I, my husband, really truly believe that now is your time, that people need you now more than ever. Their health problems are exacerbated because of, you know, because of the things that they're going through. And just really feel like this is your time, and we really want to support as many coaches and holistic practitioners to get this information. We want you to have our templates as our gift to you. So this is happening on a Saturday. We ran it on a Tuesday before, and there were a lot of people who said they couldn't make the day because they had previous appointments. So just we're on a mission to help as many coaches and holistic practitioners, you know, not just survive this time, but to really take this as an opportunity and to move forward in a big way. You know, the world is not ending. This isn't the time to collapse. It's not the time to take a nap. It's time to really get creative, to adapt to the circumstances at hand so you can serve your people more deeply and step into leadership in the best way possible. I just really think this is one of the best times to be a coach or holistic practitioner. So I want to invite you to Pivot. And I believe it should be all capitals, INE, giftfromthrive.com/INE. And with that, oh, thank you, Rita Marie. Thanks, appreciate it. You put the link in there. You can go ahead and just click on that, grab that link and go ahead and go there. And I don't know how much more time we have, but I am happy to answer questions about anything I shared today. If y'all want to raise your hands. Do you normally have an hour here or an hour and a half? Oh, hold on, I'm going to unmute you if I can. I'm not able to, there we are. Okay, what was that, Rita Marie?
You should have been able to.
Yeah, yeah.
we usually go an hour and a half, so we can do as much time as you have for questions.
I'm happy. Yes, happy to answer.
I'm going to try that link again because I must have typed it wrong.
Oh, let me see because I didn't check it. My team did it just before we got here. Oh, my gosh.
I got it.
It's working.
The second one I put in was right. The first one, for some reason, it looked the same, but.
Okay, let's try. Let's make sure it's all capitals, INE.
The INE is all caps, yes.
Yes, okay, great. Let me see. giftfromthrive.com/INE.
Yeah, it worked. Maria said it worked.
It's working for me.
Angelica said it worked. It worked too.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Good, great.
All right, we just opened up enrollment.
It's doable for me.
Yeah. Yeah, we just opened up enrollment for this event this morning. We just decided to do it again because people loved it so much. They got so much value out of it. And there were quite a few people who said they wanted to make they couldn't make the whole thing. So, all right, great. I'm glad it's working. And I'm going to ask the team, while I'm waiting for you to ask questions, I'm going to ask the team to make sure they can do the lowercase INE as well. So, all right. So if you have a question, if you can raise your hand, and not sure if it's like a, you want to raise your hand like this, and I always forget the way
you can open up your lines and just raise your hand like this to put your cameras on. That would be great. Otherwise, you guys know how to raise your hand.
I'm only seeing three in my gallery view, and I don't know why, because I can see their
non-video
participants.
Nobody else is there. Everybody else is off video. There's Lynn.
Okay. All right.
Who else? There's Patty, Valerie. I don't know who 651 is, but that's a phone. There's Susan, Janice. I mean, there's a lot of you. Donna.
All right. Now you're all coming on.
Yeah, now they're coming on.
All right.
All right.
Hey, let me just... All right, I'm just letting them know so that you all can get in there if you accidentally type in lowercase. Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, great. Yeah, so happy to answer any questions about anything I talked about today, anything specific about your business. If we can get you into a mindset shift today, that would be one of the biggest, you know, the biggest things here of when you get into that, like, I don't know, it's an interesting thing, like, as soon as we like blame the outside circumstances for why we are the way we are, we're dead in the water. Like we lose our power to make any changes or shifts. And I realize the circumstances are intense and that there's a lot going on and we definitely want to acknowledge them. And I always like the yes and, right? Cause I'm a coach. And so the yes and, you know, you have the power to be creative and to adapt here. You have the power to go from collapsing to creativity. And I find for myself, whenever I find myself in a state of despair, I just start getting into creating because I know that if I'm creating and if I'm adding value and creating value for other people, I'm going to be a lot happier as opposed to paying attention to the news. Oh, this is another thing I wanted to share with you. So Todd Herman was a guy that mentioned the thing about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. He immediately started studying, like started interviewing CEOs because, you know, hindsight is not really 2020. We remember things differently than they actually happen. So he wanted to interview people in the moment. And what he found was that there were three different types of CEOs. And you know, you are a CEO of your company, right? So he found that the people who were not doing anything, there were the CEOs who were not doing anything. Business owners were not taking any action, not making any changes or pivots when this thing first started hitting. And then there were those that were undecided. And then there were those that were in massive action. And he said that the ones that were not taking any action were consuming five times as much media, five times as much media as the ones who were. Mm. So, you know, pay attention. Like I'm paying attention to like, what's the California governor saying? And what's the federal government, like what the Surgeon General say? And they're like, you know, feel like they're at opposite ends of the spectrum. But, you know, paying attention and, you know, and I have some of my own concerns. Like I really care about health freedom and it's something that's super, super important to me. It's like my main political issue I care about. And I'm really watching that really closely. And I'm taking coronavirus seriously at the same time. But it's just, you know, I'm watching all of that. But I'm staying out of the fear and staying out of consuming fear. And I'm showing up in service. I'm showing up to create. I'm showing up like, I actually reached out to Rita Marie and said, can I share this content with you know, your members because they need it. And I want to help because I know that when I show up and to add value and to create, I'm a lot happier and people get, you know, good things happen. So I'm sharing that with you because I want that for you. I want you to be showing up in service, creating, you know, build your home study course right now, build your high-end group program, you know, adapt, pay attention, be smart. Don't collapse and wait and see because collapsing and wait and see is going to end you up in a bad place. And, you know, possibly, you know, I don't know what your situation is, but I don't want you to be like stuck in a situation where, you know, you're having a really hard time. So I hope that's helpful. Isabel is asking, do you think it's a good time to offer a discount? So Isabel, what I see everyone offers a discount or give extra value for signing up early. So here's the thing. I think, interestingly enough, when, you know, what are the decisions that I'm seeing people making out there? I think some people are doing like pay what you can, and this is the same for less, right? The options are more for the same or the same for less. You don't keep doing the same for the same. You've got to choose. Do you want to do more for the same or the same for less? We chose with our members and in our offers to do more for the same. You are perfectly welcome to do the same for less and to give a big fat discount if you want. But, you know, and I saw people just like giving away all their programs for free. And the thing I will say this is that, like, if you give too much of a discount, people are not going to take it seriously. Right. You know, I didn't ask my health coach for a discount when this thing hit. She's still got a, she's got a son. She's, you know, she's got to pay for school and like work with her kid there, you know, just like I do. We're still paying for private school and still, you know, got our kids here at home. We still have bills to pay. We still have team to pay. So it's like, I like more for the same a lot better than the same for less. So this is again about repositioning the value, about telling people why now is the time, about being as specific as you can. I will tell you, like, if I was a health practitioner, do you want to know what I would do?
What?
I would really look at, like, okay, what are some of the health problems to be extremely exacerbated right now? You know, what, like, specific health problems.
You mean getting worse right now?
Exacerbated.
Anxiety, depression.
Absolutely. You know who some of our practitioners that are doing the best right now? One of our members, her name is Priya Lockie. She lives in Atlanta. And she offered a hypnosis webinar for anxiety. Mm-hmm. She's not somebody with a big email list. Like, this was like, you know, she's maybe got like 500, 600 people on her email list. She had 70 people show up. She's already done $8,000 in sales.
Wow.
For packages of programs with her. Because she's so specific to things that people are dealing with right now. You know, that this is the time. So there's like the emotional part of it, and definitely acknowledge that. If people really see that, like, investing and working with you is going to cover multiple areas of their life, like, it's going to help with health, it's going to help with relationships, it's going to, you know, help them be more productive if they're trying to work and they're having a hard time because they're having anxiety. So that's, you know, one idea. Another thing is, like, what else? Like, overeating.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm losing weight because I'm like, this is a little easier for me than being exposed. You know, I've got autoimmune stuff about, so I go out into the world and I have to do my detox baths and stuff like that to manage my health. So this is easier for me to be in my own environment and not actually go anywhere. And just easy to, like, manage my food. But people are overeating right now and they're probably dealing, you know, some of the inflammatory diseases, they're probably dealing with a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could get as specific as, like, you know, IBS, do a whole program just on IBS folks. Now, you know, anybody who's got IBS has also got a host of other things going on, right? So what else? So you might even take a very specific thing like that for a group program or private sessions, like, go high end, have this be about private. Not everybody wants to, like, you know, like not everybody wants everyone else to know that they've got IBS or hemorrhoids or something like that. You know what I mean? But you could do a private webinar on this particular topic, give some value, offer consults, and during the consult, offer a package of private sessions. You don't have to create that group program right now, but you could. Yeah. So for some of you, maybe you don't do the group program and you just really focus on getting out, you know, getting more private work, but higher end and more for the same, more support. I'm here for you via text. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm here for you via Slack or WhatsApp or whatever. I love WhatsApp. I think for health practitioners, WhatsApp is such a great resource, you know, a great app, like a great way to stay in touch with your clients and to give them more support.
Yeah.
Yeah. Martha says, I think giving more for the same puts you in a better position. It just feels better. I love it too. Yeah. And as long as we don't act like the money's all gone and nobody has any money and everybody's broke, then you'll know that there are people out there. I mean, we were supposed to be at Disneyland a few weeks ago. You know, I was excited to go to the new Rise of the Resistance Star Wars ride with my kids. Like, we're Star Wars geeks over here. And so we had like thousands of dollars that were slotted to go to a vacation. You know, and that's the thing, is that people are in that situation. You have to realize, you got to get out of the mindset that the money's all gone, because it's not true. Mm. I mean, yes, there are people, and folks are getting their stimulus checks, right? I mean, there are folks who, like, are on unemployment, but maybe those aren't your ideal clients, or maybe you have two slots in your practice of 15 clients that you're willing to do a lower, reduced rate for. and that's fine. You have to do what feels good for you, but you know, you also got to pay your bills.
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah. We had our sweet spot launch was scheduled to start right when this whole thing started. And I was focusing on longevity and this and that and the other thing. And I had to pivot. I mean, I already had videos made and all this stuff. Yes. So I went with that, but all my messaging and all my emails and the name of my workshop changed to Protecting Your Health instead of whatever it was going to be. We'd already planned to lower the price. So it was perfect timing, but we'd already planned to break the program up and offer a $297 version of it and weekly calls. So we'd already done both actually. Although from their perspective, it looked like we did both. From our perspective, we knew they were getting less for less, not the same for less. But they also got weekly calls, which we'd never done before. So it's little stuff like that. And, you know, I did have offered a high-end program right before that. And we got 8 people to sign up for it. Yes. And then one of them contacted us and said she lost her job and wanted to back out. And I got on the phone with her. And within 15 minutes, she was like, this is the best decision I ever made. I'm going to go with it. So we need to just not get into that mode. Like if we get into that feeling, that poverty, there's not enough money. Like money doesn't disappear. Nobody's out there burning it.
Right.
Somebody's got it, right? It's there somewhere.
Right.
So we just need to honor that. And even in general life, I think we all as health practitioners, it's like, oh, what if they can't afford it? And I've had more people that have bought high-end programs that honestly couldn't afford it, but they knew they couldn't afford not to.
Right.
And that's what we have to be emphasizing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the reality is you got to be better at transforming concerns. I would rather see all of you doing high-end program sales and high-end package sales right now and focusing on that and just doing really high touch with the people you have, like really showing up big for them to ensure that your business is protected right now. Yeah. If you want to do a group program, you want to like get that done right now, awesome. Go for it. I think that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And for some of you, this is that kick in the butt that you needed to do it, you know, but just make sure that your business is protected first. And people are buying high-end program, like high-end packages and like private high touch work right now. And, you know, again, there are a lot of people right now that what I'm finding is people are either underwhelmed or overwhelmed. It seems like they're kind of in one of those two places and most people are not in the middle, you know, underwhelmed, meaning they are, you know, unemployed and they don't, they're not earning as much money and they don't have anything to do and they're bored. That's one group of folks. Overwhelmed is anybody who is, things have changed so much that it's created a lot more work than they're used to. And so there's more stress because of that. And then anybody who's a parent is dealing with more stress because most of us are not built to be homeschool teachers. I mean, I already told the teachers, I'm like, they're getting like a fifth of their education right now. Like just whatever, we're doing the best we can.
My sister announced that the summer started in the middle of March. I'm
done. So true.
March, summer vacation. She's
right. So true. So true. I'm doing it. Right. Right. So Lynn asks, what do you consider a high-end group, a high-end program? So, you know, I have my idea of what high-end means. I mean, we generally say anything like, you know, 5,000 and above would be high-end. If you're doing a group program and it's more than 2,000 where they're not getting private support, I would call that more on the high-end. I mean, it's more mid-range really, but it's just, you know, the difference between I just want you to think about this because the difference between trying to sell a program for $197, like say you're trying to sell some 4-week group thing for $197, I would so much rather see you take on 8 private clients at $2,000 than have 20 people in a $200 program.
Yeah.
Because if we just do the math, not only are you going to earn more money, which you've got to protect yourself, you know, you've got to earn enough money to make a living in this world. You're going to be able to provide higher quality service. Your people are going to get better results. And it'll probably be about the same amount of work at the end of the day. You know, now if you have a bigger email list and you can get, you know, hundreds of people in your $200 program, fine. So, but I'm finding that higher end is working better right now. I'd rather see you offering packages right now than doing like $200, $300 offers.
Unless you already have it. So what we did was we did our sweet spot, and then we didn't get as many people. I mean, we got 340 people. I mean, don't get me wrong. We got a lot of people in it, but it was half of what we had last year. And we'd already spent the investment on it. So, you know, on the team, the extra team and all that. So it was less than we wanted. So we decided to do a back end of it, just a real low price, like a $75. And at first it was hard to sell. But then the last few days we ended up with whatever, 250 people doing that. So it's like, be creative and think about what do you have already that you could just offer at a, like the, what they call a tripwire type price. Like it's the first entry that they get into you, and then you can offer great value and then move them in, but always have what's the next step in your mind when you're thinking about that. Cause if you just sell, there's not a lot of money you can make on selling $75 programs all day long.
Right. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. I think the people that are doing that have like, you know, tens of thousands of people on their list, and they can, they're doing that for a reason, because they're looking to, you know, pay for their Facebook ads or something like that. So you have to really keep in mind, like, you know, most of you are not ready to scale your business. You're still figuring out what your business model is. And most of you, I would say everything that you do should lead to a consult, and you've got to get masterful at consults.
Yes.
At delivering consults. I mean, we have a whole program that's all about like getting masterful. That it, there are like 27 different templates that we offer that are around heart selling, how to have those conversations, right? So it's like, you know, you've got to be masterful at that. That's just part of being successful in business. Mm-hmm. So I would focus on that. Patty's saying, what if I don't have my practitioner certification yet? Would this apply to me, for me? So are you, you know, are you able to take clients right now? And as far as I know, there are no, if you're calling yourself a coach, there are no rules and regulations. So if you feel confident enough to work with people, and if you don't yet feel confident because you don't have your certification, and I understand what that's like. I remember before I got my coaching certification, I was like, I'm not really yet a coach yet. The truth is I've been a coach my whole life. I just got some more skills around it.
Right.
You know, you can let people know you're in training and you can do a discounted rate for that. That's fine. Martha is saying, you know, for perspective, I know dog trainers that charge $2,000 to keep your dog for a week for training and then work with you for 1 week after that. And no one wants to spend $2,000 on themselves for their health. So I would actually disagree that people about who's going to spend $2,000 on themselves for their health. So one question is, are you positioning yourself well enough that people will want to work with you? I know you're not all Rita Marie, you know, I get that. And what is it, what's the value of working with you? Like, what's going to happen for people if they don't take care of this right now?
Right.
And how much does it cost to go through Western traditions, you know, the typical pharma Western allopathic model to try to get this stuff handled? And how long are they going to suffer with side effects? You know, so these are some things to really get in conversation with people and to be willing to have those conversations of, you know, well, what's going to happen if you don't take care of this? And, you know, usually people come to us, and I mean the holistic folks, when they've tried all that other stuff and it hasn't worked for them.
Yeah.
So they usually already know. And, you know, does your work, is it covered by insurance? No, but you know, all that stuff that you did that was covered by insurance, did that get you the result you wanted? No.
No.
So let's try something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all know that once our health starts to decline, and if we really are struggling with things, it's like, it's everything. If health is bad, nothing else works, you know? So.
And we all, most of us know that, because you got into this because of your own health journey and seeing what amazing results you could get from taking care of you. And I think that, you know, Patty and everybody, you only have to, you work with people who you're two steps ahead of.
Right.
And if all you're doing is going into somebody's kitchen and teaching them how to make green smoothies and, you know, salad dressings, they need that. Right. And there's value to that. And all of you here can do that. Right. So don't think you have to be certified. You don't have to have all the credentials. Yeah, you want that to start to be able to work with more complex clients. Absolutely. Are you guys ready? If you're, you know, in Patty's shoes where you're relatively new in the program, are you ready to take on somebody who's been to every naturopath and every functional medicine doctor and has umpteen tests and can't figure out what's wrong with them? Maybe, but probably that's not the best person to take on, right? But these people who are going out and eating at McDonald's and, you know, just don't even have a clue as they spray air freshener in their car and in their home, right? We can all do those kinds of things to help. Let me just tell you, that's the majority of the world.
Yeah.
That's the majority of the world, and nobody's talking about that. Right. And with this whole, you know, the quarantine and coronavirus and all this, what they're not saying is the virus is not the enemy. This is the enemy. The choices you make about what you're eating, what you're spraying, all of that, that's the enemy. That's what's depleting the body. And you know how to teach them how to create a small, strong, resilient body. Because if you're just waiting around for a vaccine or a drug, ain't going to work. And that's the mindset shifts to help people to make. And a lot of them go, oh, really? Holy cow, I didn't know that. Some of them say, yeah, and they walk away. That's not your client.
Yeah. But they're not willing to stop going to Safeway, then that's not your client, right?
That's right. They're not just not. But there's a lot of them who are still doing all that Western stuff and doing the standard American diet, not because they believe in it. It's because they just don't know. And that's what they've been brainwashed. I'm going to just use that word. I'm sorry. I'm very blunt. They've been brainwashed to believe their whole life that they could do whatever they want. And all they have to do is wait for the pharmacy companies to come out and pull out of their hat this fancy vaccine or fancy drug, and ain't going to work.
Yeah.
And so there's plenty of people you can help right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when you have the folks that are like, they're curious, they're kind of just starting to get into the holistic world. They're curious. You know, I remember when it was like that for me, where my first smoothie I tried had like parsley in it. And I just was like, oh, I'm never going to do this again. Right. But, you know, now I eat parsley and kale and it's not a big deal. Right. So, you know, to help people ease into those things so that it's like ease in, like adding one of the ways it was put to me is adding stuff to your diet rather than taking stuff out. Like if you can get them to just start having green smoothies and add those in, they're going to eat less crap. Just from that. So, yeah, I mean, you have a lot more value to offer than you probably realize. Like you think you're comparing yourself to what Rita Marie knows, and I'm saying compare yourself to what the person who shops at Safeway knows. You know, and then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you all have it. You all have skills that are above and beyond what people have. And quite frankly, they'll be better. The people down there will be better off with you than with me. Because I probably don't have the patience to deal with them, or I don't understand why like just do it. Like what
you want the people that are coming to you going, I have MTHFR, Rita Marie, and I have this, and I've been to this, and I've been to this, and this is still not working. What is going on?
That's my
client. That's your client. That's your client, right?
That's mine. Yeah. You know,
they already know they've got like two different autoimmune conditions, and they're trying to figure out why.
And you'll get there because you're here. And once you get through the certification and the practice, you get to that point where you get better and better. And the problem-solving skills we teach, we don't just teach technical, like, you know, this is how this works and this is how that. We teach a way of thinking. And that's what sets us apart, I think, from other schools, which is just here. Here's your knowledge. Now, how do you think that through? Yeah. And wherever you are, you can be doing the same thing. Somebody starts talking to you and I get every cold that goes around and I don't understand it. And you go, okay, just tell me what you're eating. You know, tell me about your environment. What kind of hair care do you use? What kind of, like all those basic things that we think are just like, of course they.
Of course. Like, of course I wouldn't use regular hairspray. I got the vodka brown sugar hairspray Rita Marie told me to use, you know. I still look kind of glamorous, but you know.
It's not worth the risk, you know, and teaching them that, right? So you all have a lot to learn, and all the stuff that Charlotte's been sharing today. And I hope I'm going to look at my calendar to make sure, but I don't think I'm going anywhere. I was supposed to be away that weekend.
I was supposed to go to some other event. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
We have a Vital Healing Kitchen show that day.
Oh, I have a Vital Healing Kitchen show at 3. What time's your thing?
The other event? Pivot is actually
going to 7 Central.
You're doing, oh, good for you. Fantastic. Nice.
Because I signed up.
Yeah. So mine's just 3 to 4, so I'll just take a break. And yours is what? 11 to 7, you said?
12 to 7.
12 Central. To 7.
Okay, I'm glad you're doing this. Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Yeah. Pivot is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific.
So 12.
So wherever you are in the world.
Well, I'll just take a break from 3 to 4:30 and do my own kitchen show and come back.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. So we're, you know, excited to have you and be able to dive deeper. I know we only had a little bit of time today to go through these things, and I gave you some tips to get you started. And we're going to dive deep and give you some really powerful templates to help you keep clients that are wanting to cancel and to help you, you know, get more clients that during these times and shift your messaging. We've got some great templates. People are getting great results with them already. So excited to share those with you.
Yeah. So I hope y'all get signed up for that. I'm certainly going to do it. Yeah. Thank you.
I have a testament to that type of mindset. I actually had a client sign up again because I had that kind of mindset that you were talking about. So,
yeah.
Yep.
One of our other, I think Lisa isn't here, but she just had the same thing. Somebody came to the end of their thing and she got them signed up for another series because they recognize the value. And especially now you recognize you need the support. People need the emotional support. They need the physical support. I mean, a lot of them know they shouldn't be eating Cheetos and Twinkies, but they're doing it anyway because of that emotional piece, and we can help support them there. But we can also give them the alternatives, like here. I just created a 7 recipe ice cream book.
Nice.
Keto, paleo, vegan ice cream.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll pull out my ice cream maker.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The ice cream makers are awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, it's like, I think once people really get the things that the alternatives that you can provide to them and to really understand, like, hey, you can, you know, you don't need Jell-O pudding. You can make avocado chocolate mousse, you know,
right.
That there are so many options for them. And then when they can replace the things that are bad for them so that they don't feel like they're cheating and they're actually putting things that are good for them in their body. I think that's really powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you everybody for being here. Thank you, Sharla. I so appreciate your wisdom and your generosity in sharing. And, hopefully see all of you on Sharla's thing on the 25th.
I hope so. Thank you so much for having me. It was great to be here with all of you, and lots of blessings for you as you go out and serve your people. Make a difference. Thanks for the work you're doing in the world.
We need it. Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.